This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it looks like we might have our first close one here. St. Mary's Vandy, 53-50. Because Ole Miss is just beating the hell out of Carolina, 50-30. So it looks like we might have our first tight ball game under 4 minutes. One possession game. Please, give me one. I see you, Rob. Torres, Vandy, and St. Mary's coming down to it. St. Mary's, boy, atrocious uniforms. Some of the worst, boy. Some of the worst they've ever created. Now, I know Under Armour does their best, but some of the worst they've ever created. So we'll keep you updated there on the updates. We're really waiting for the madness to start. It has not started at this point. It has not started at this point. All right. Astros, you ready? Ready for it? Astros getting ready. Get the Mets to start this thing off. Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown are going to start games 1 and 2 for this thing. And it's pretty clear that Jose Altuve and company, and he is going to start in left field. I think they're playing today, have they?
They won, I believe.
They won 5-3. And we hadn't heard anything from Jose Altuve, so I'm sure if we heard any kind of a problem. He did go 0-for-3 with 2 Ks. But
must not have had any balls hit his way.
He had no problems. I'm just saying we would have heard of that now.
Yeah, I do think that's part of it though with the Altuve thing.
I feel bad for him on that part.
It's like almost like and this might be a bad example now because things have changed in 2025, but you always hear about the plane crashes, but never the thousands of planes that land safely. So people think flying is so dangerous, where statistically it's safer than being in a car.
Yeah.
I think it's similar. You never see the highlights.
I struggle with that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It's tough.
I feel like I'm in more control driving, but go ahead.
That's right. That's what I think most people feel, which is fair. But you never see Altuve making the catches or the routine plays. We just see the funny highlights of him dropping fly balls, which has only been, what, 2 or 3, a couple bad plays here or there. So, you know, I think we're focusing on the bad and not focusing on that nice catch he made running into the gap 2 days ago and the other routine stuff he does.
Well, that's not as much to me that, yeah, I think that does happen. I think for me is we are going to, and I'm sure I'll be a part of it and have been, but we are going to hype or at least give more conversation to his misplays than we will do anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you really think about it, in one of those games he booted one, Jeremy Pena is a gold glove shortstop, has won a gold glove, and he booted a really easy play. But nobody said
right.
From that it was all about Altuve. So I do think that part sucks. Like he is he the worst defender on the diamond in his position for the Astros? I think he is.
I think yes, and it's probably not close.
Yeah,
Christian Walker's really good at first.
But he's the newest at his position.
Really good. Yes, but he's the worst. But his, like, his misplays are going to be much, much louder, right?
Absolutely.
Like, if Christian Walker misplays a grounder that's hit to him and it's an error and someone gets on, it'll be like, dang, you got to make that play. If he drops the ball in left field, oh, man, you know we're talking about it. See, there it is. That's what, that's the part that I feel bad about. The part that, though, fellas, I can't, and I'm wondering how people view this, honestly. Because they clearly view it this way. Is this giving the Astros, this plan that they've got to, does this give them the best chance to win? Do you agree with that? Like, do you agree that this year, because I've said this, I just didn't watch him at second base last year. One, I didn't watch him at second base last year thinking that this is a gold glover or even a bronze glover the way that Jake is. But I watched him. I didn't watch it and think to myself, you know what? Well, they got to get his ass up out of there at second base. Like, there was never, ever, ever a point, Luke, that I ever thought to myself, oh, man, it's the eighth inning. They probably ought to get a defensive replacement in there for Jose Altuve. Never thought that.
That was a no-brainer
for
me.
Did you ever think? That never.
No.
That never crossed
for sure
my mind. I think Dubon could probably play better at second base. But it was never to a point where it was that bad where I was like, man, they got it. There's times I watched out there at Yordan. I'm like, hey, man, it's the ninth inning. Hey, Joe, maybe you should swing a better outfield out there. I'd never thought that with him. But apparently it was that bad that they felt they wanted to move him or had to move him. Do you get the sense that this year this is the best chance? This gives the Astros the best chance to win having him in left field?
Well, as I've been saying throughout all this, I think long-term, yes. So I think it's the simplest way to go about this for down the road. And what I mean is, because when Cam Smith is ready, I know there's a lot of talk about, well, maybe he could play the outfield. I want to just keep him at third base, and I want him to be my cornerstone third baseman for the next 10, 15 years, however long he's in Houston. So I think the easiest way is when he's ready, which I anticipate will be sometime this season and might be sooner rather than later at this point, that you just bring him up to third, you move Paredes over to second, and Altuve's already out in left field. So from that perspective, that's why I was always...
If that's what the end goal is, if that's what the end plan is mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, which is why I was always, when they started the rumors about Altuve left field, even with the Bregmans, all that stuff, once Paredes came over, I was like, yes, move him to second, Altuve out there, and then whoever, Arenado, Bregman, eventually Cam Smith, whoever your third baseman is, it'll be easier to just slide them right in. The other pieces are already in place. So, long-term, yes. But right now, opening day, I don't know. But then my other question is, what's the alternative? Like, if you keep Altuve at second, then are you putting Ben Gamel as your other starting outfield? Because I don't know if that's any better from a lineup perspective. Or do you have Yordan play the outfield? And, you know, he's not a great fielder. And then also, you worry about the health. And who's DHing? You could use both catchers. So, I don't know if there's an alternative that's so much better. Yeah. By putting Altuve at second, and that's my point being, is he blocking a spot for someone else that should actually be out there by being in left field? I don't know if they have another good option.
Yeah, it could be a block in the spot, or is the thought of, like, we're trying to win right now, right away. We're trying to win right now, and it's weird. You have Altuve in left field, and you're going to have Dubon at second base. When I just feel like Altuve would be a much better second baseman than he would be a left fielder, and Altuve obviously is really good at both, can play both. It's just when you have both of them in the lineup at the same time to start the year, and you have him playing that spot. I get it. If you're saying the overall plan is let's keep getting him reps and Cam Smith's going to come. That's That's probably the best thing that I have heard in terms of this being the thing that gives him the best chance to win, because ultimately he's got to go out there when Cam Smith is ready to take over. And Cam Smith and his play has jump-started even more, so maybe that is coming faster. That's probably the best I have heard in terms of why it makes the most sense for him to be out there in terms of best chance to win. Because, like, right now, if we're sitting here throughout the whole year and Dubon...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is playing second, he's playing the outfield, and there's some issues. That would be strange, because that seems to be an easy swap.
Yeah, and when you put it that way, right, Altuve's better at second base than left field, obviously, and I think Dubon's better as your utility guy and Swiss Army knife than being your everyday second baseman. So when you lay it out like that, it is true that they're kind of putting two guys in worse positions, but I just think long-term it will work out long-term. You know, once Cam Smith's ready, then things will fall into place. And that might be a month from now, for all we know, the way he's been swinging it.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll keep you updated here on the tournament. And that simple question, man, a simple question. Season ended. Do you get a sense now that the Texans are in a better place to win a championship right now than they were when the season ended? We'll discuss that coming up next.